This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Dubai. We are settled in here for a few weeks of catching up on things and taking a little bit of a break after running around and bopping from Spain to Germany to Qatar to Bangladesh, Nepal, India, the Maldives, Egypt. We have just been all over the place and we haven't had much downtime in a very long time. Sometimes we move really fast, probably too fast. And so having a break is just absolutely essential before we head off on our next adventure. We are absolutely enjoying this bit of downtime in a place that for us is a very easy place to hang out and relax and get ready for what's coming next.
It's time for your tech tip. Organizing people to do anything is tough. It's easy to get into a funk about inefficiencies in the way our businesses run. Keeping people on task is a challenge, but if you've ever been involved in organizing anything from any other group, you know that it's not just a problem unique to your firm. Getting people on the same page for something basic like who brings what to an event or who talks about what at a presentation can be an exercise in frustration. But there is a really neat tool at whobrings.com that makes this kind of planning trivial. It couldn't be simpler to use. You create a list, give it a name, a quick description, and then start adding items. You can even, of course, use AI to suggest items, be it snacks for a party, items for a packing list, or itinerary items for a meeting. Once items are on the list, you can go a step farther by adding additional notes and indicating the quantity and type, like 10 cases, 5 pounds, 2 packets, or whatever else you need. You share the link with everyone who needs it, and everyone can sign up for his or her selected quantity of items. You can even set up voting if there are items you aren't sure will be required. Everything is synced in real time without needing to reload the page, so if someone else is claiming an item, you will see the change reflected immediately, so there aren't any conflicts. And maybe the coolest part about this is that there are no accounts or logins required. You just create the list, share the link, and you are done. Now that is a bit of a double-edged sword. It means that anyone can edit and update the list and its items if they have the link. In fact, there's no registration functionality at all yet. This is kind of a hobby project, but a very slick and polished one. If you hit the register button, you will get a notification that the developer is working on adding features like user management and editing controls, but they aren't here yet. But for office events, club events, family events, it's an incredible tool. As long as you can keep Grandpa from accidentally overriding the list title with his social security number when he tries to sign up to bring Scrabble to the next gathering. I've used whobrings.com a couple of times in just the last week, and it's one of those things you may only need every month or two, but it perfectly solves the problem of letting a group of people easily volunteer to bring or do something in a way that keeps everyone up to date immediately. Whether it is voting on topics for a presentation or assigning what to bring for a party, whobrings.com is a free, easy, and effective way to get it done. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Let's talk about your first hire. Now, you may be well beyond that, but a lot of folks face this question, and it's a difficult question to answer. Who should you hire first? Should it be an associate or a paralegal or an administrative assistant, maybe a marketer or somebody else? Who should be your very first hire? Well, first of all, my stance on this is clear and pretty simple. I encourage you to wait to hire until your firm is consistently hitting an annual revenue run rate of about $400,000 a year. I'm giving you that guidance, and I recognize that these numbers are different in different markets, in different situations, but I'm giving you that guidance so that you can have a clear sense of when it makes sense to go ahead and hire. Now, why this number? Why am I giving you that advice? Well, hiring prematurely, it does something really negative. What ends up happening in too many situations is that instead of your employee working for you, you end up working for your employee. That's backwards. You don't want that. So resist that urge that most of us have to offload the tasks that we don't like. Resist it until your firm's financial health can truly support additional staff. Your revenues need to really be piling up before you start adding to your expenses. But waiting until you reach that point leads to the next question. How do you cope with the workload when you're below that $400,000 threshold? Well, I encourage you to look at the idea of having a virtual assistant so that you're at least getting a little bit of help. Outsourcing tasks like marketing or accounting or even legal research, that can help you to bridge that overload gap without you having to make the commitment to a full-time employee. When you take these small steps, when you're just adding a little bit of help here and there, what that does is to help you to keep your expenses under control. That allows you to keep paying yourself rather than you having to wait to get paid because you've got to meet that employee payroll. So be very cautious here. Don't commit to a big jump in payroll until your revenues absolutely justify making that move. Now, assuming that you hit that revenue target that we're talking about and you're contemplating that first hire, well, who should it be? Well, this is where you really need to look at your personal strengths and your weaknesses. You need to identify the areas where you actually need the support. Do you need help with detail-oriented tasks or with client interactions or maybe with administrative duties? What you're aiming for here is to make sure that your first hire complements your particular set of skills. You want this first hire to fill the gaps in so that you're creating a well-rounded team between you and this first employee. When I look back on my first hire, I'll tell you, I initially chose a jack of all trades, somebody that could do a little bit of everything. That really worked well for me at the time. And if I had it to do over again, I would probably do the same thing. But I would look for someone who not only could do it all, I would look for someone that had a law degree. My first hire did not. That would have added a lot of versatility to my first hire, and I think that's something that I probably could have pulled off. But I will tell you, when you're making that first hire, don't stress too much about how this is going to play out over the long haul. Solve the problems that you need to solve for today and for moving forward over the short term. Your first hire, that's going to be a learning experience. It's likely that that person that you pick, that's someone that's going to work with you for a while and then transition out as your firm continues to evolve. Your first hire is probably not a forever hire. Don't overthink this first position because it's probably not going to last all that long anyway. But there is space for overthinking here. I encourage you to put a lot of thought into being clear, to seeing, to understanding your vision for where it is that the law firm is going. What is it that you're building toward? What does your ideal law firm look like? The vision, it will guide you in that first hire. It will show you the steps that you need to take and how each of these hires fits into that master plan. If you're not clear about your vision right now, then I encourage you to stop, to pause, to invest some time in defining your vision. That understanding of where you're going, it allows you to create a roadmap that guides you forward, and that will lead you to the right first hire. The bottom line here is that hiring your first employee, it's a significant step, and it needs to be approached with caution and with strategy. The most important thing that you can do here is to make sure that your firm is financially ready before you hire. If you understand your own strengths and weaknesses, if you have a clear sense of your vision for where you're going, the decision about who that first hire ought to be, well, that becomes a lot easier. You'll know exactly what and who you need in your practice when you have that clarity of vision. That sort of approach, it won't just fill a seat in your office. It'll set you on the path to building the law firm that you see in your mind's eye. That's how you get to the point where you bring your vision to fruition. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Dubai, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.